Hello, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. It's another week,
Gege.
it's another episode. Rashida has been disturbing us. You don't
Oh.
want, like, for the first time, if you never took me serious, you don't want to miss this episode. Rashida has a very big surprise for you guys. You don't want to miss it. This episode has and has alone, right? And we had dilemmas at the end of the episode. You don't want to miss that. It was a good one. Rashida, this episode is called Chilling. For coming back every week, we hope you enjoy this one. Have a fantastic one. We love you. Thank you so much for coming back. Peace out.
Bye. Yes, since you tried, well done.
And no Allah.
But I did lot of talking in this episode, Abby.
It's good now for a change.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
And I'm your sis, Ladu, as always.
Reporting live from where, you sis? You sis? No. Why are you laughing? Reporting live from where? Give it to us. Let's hear it.
I'll be recording live from Boston, Massachusetts. Ngulumani, when I was recording in Abuja, if I said, we know you are recording in Abuja today, by now, our listeners have already known. So I think I'm safe.
You
so
see.
When I'm pressing you, do you know why?
You know sis. Why? I've even started. You sis.
Can you imagine?
God, I beg.
Nice.
You guys, I was just sitting down. No, you sis just said picture. What is happening? I saw you sis. Hey, you sis, this is our mate too. It's not our mate at all. You sis was.
You know, I'm going to expose you today.
You sis was in business class.
I'm going to expose you today.
I said for where to where in this economy.
I'm going to expose you today.
What is this?
As in to the full length. I'm going to expose you, Rashida. It's back to back today. That back to boast that you love. We are going to do it today.
Oh,
so, ladies and gentlemen.
No, let's start with you. No, you sis, let's start with you.
Oh, you agree? Your own part did here. Go.
I can't get over
no,
that
wait,
picture.
Wait, but you agree. You agree.
Wow.
Well, let
wow,
me let
wow,
you
wow,
have fun.
Wow.
Have fun before I start with you. How far now, Rashida? Are you back? Where are you recording from? And why were you absent for a week? Oh, yeah, explain.
At my base. I'm recording live from London. In my base. Where else?
You are
where
a else? Liar. See, you know,
God,
what do you say? Attack is the best form of defense. That's what she wanted to do. She
this is
back.
Now,
I think
wait, was, now. This is how was your week? This is no, let's not go. That was your week. This is how was your week.
God don't catch you, Ashida. God don't catch you. And we must expose ourselves here today. Anyway, my week has been fantastic. It was my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, so lovely. The weather in Boston is good. I love this weather. Spring between summer then winter. It's funny.
Yeah.
It's a bit chilly. So I really love it. It's not that hot and it's not too cold. So I really love it. Everything's set.
What did you do for your birthday?
On the day, I was just busy laughing, a lot of good wishes, my lovely people. The next day, we went for my birthday lunch. Yes, is this Indian
you
restaurant?
Sis, you are not our mate, too. Because 2 birthdays now, you've been celebrating it in the abroad. 2 birthdays in the abroad, only you.
It's God. It's God. Let me use Nigerian politician's term. Somebody is stealing. Say, how did you make your money? Say, it's God.
It's God.
It's
God.
God. It's wow. God.
Yeah, giving us back
so,
to back.
The name of the restaurant is, I think it's Govinda Rashida. Oh my God. So from there, we went to, what's the name of this place? It's an arcade.
Oh.
They call it Launch Entertainment Park.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a site for adults, then for the kids, ladies. You know all these VR games now?
Yeah.
Was, no, the whole day was fantastic.
I love
it. It was
that.
Beautiful. I had fun. Alhamdulillah. And it's been an incredible year. So, so many things to be thankful for. So, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Rashida, I say, see bad day behavior. I say, please, let
bad
me
day
be.
Behavior. No, Isis was giving us bad day behavior. I say, what is it? I've been too done enough.
So it was fantastic.
Yeah, I love that. Happy birthday to you. More yes.
Thank you.
More success. More great.
Amen.
You see, Amen. This year has not ended. We made 3 months for this year to end, but it has been blessings upon Let's even start with our recent one that we did together. We actually did a course together and our certificate was out. It was amazing. Yeah. From the University of Washington. Friends that stay together, win together. We did a course on leadership and management. It was an amazing course. Yeah, I'm so proud of us, Yusis. Congratulations.
I am. At some point, I was like, Rashida, please, because you are the one that dragged me. I'm tired. After everything was done, I was like, so this week, nothing.
Yes.
No assignment, nothing.
It was amazing. Like, I'm so proud of us.
Yeah,
like,
I'm happy.
I'm a believer of just develop yourself no matter what, no matter how little it is. Mm. Funny thing, when I proposed this course to you, since she was like, oh, Rashida, you want to drag
me? Are you mad? Who talks like that? No,
then she was like,
I had my what's the English again?
Yeah, just like the fear of the unknown, you were scared of
I'm not scared per se. I was skeptical because it was in the science field and I'm not a science student. But then she was like, no, it's you're doing it for the science student, but
it's just a case study
about management and all that. Like,
right now, let's go through the syllabus and see it. No, you were amazing. I said it, and she was like, what is it, Steph? Are you not doing it? I said, yes, Steph. She said, well, let's do it. With even the exchange rate and everything, they were coming back and they said, you see, we are like the serious people in that class. So because we had like doctors, professors, and this and that.
Backbenchers.
We had the backbenchers. Then we now had us a journalist and a photographer. What are you supposed to say?
But remember during the the course presentation, our own presentation was like memorable.
No, all because they were looking at us that that this was what is a journalist? I'm curious to hear what a journalist would say. I'm curious to hear what a photographer. I mean, at first I was like, I was sending Yusis during our presentation, hey Yusis, are you sure we did this thing well? Look at these people, look at their slides, look at
what's
this
the name of that your person.
John Abba.
John Abba. People were just submitting their own.
Terminologies. They were look at all these doctors. Doctors with years of experience. And we're just there. We're saying, and when they even asked me, very unserious, what is the purpose? I say, I just want to learn something. People were coming with big purpose of the course. Man, I was just, I just want to try something new.
Yes, no.
Yeah, no, but I'm proud of us. And we had good scores. Our scores were one of the highest scores, and it was amazing. And I'm so proud of us. I'm proud that we're able to achieve that together this year. Yeah. So fantastic. Let us move on. You guys, when I'm saying my prayers here.
You have not told us about your week. You want to escape, my friend? How was your week? Look at this man. You cannot be corny with me, but you know. And I must talk that thing that you don't want me to talk. So just relax. Okay. Just relax.
Let me take a deep breath.
Follow the due protocol. Do you understand?
My week was fine. We just started school runs now. Yes, school runs have started. My baby is starting full term in school.
Okay.
I'm excited about that, you know.
Okay.
He's not a big boy. That's just it. But everybody's happy. All the mommies are smiley that they are going to start. Their kids are going. I said, but we are the ones that gave birth to these children. Why are we happy that they are starting full term? Why are how we happy. If you see how all the parents are laughing from ear to ear when kids resume, they could not wait to drop the kids and come back home.
Stop being diplomatic. Children can worry.
For the first time, I started thinking. I can hear myself think. I can hear there's no... I was thinking clearly. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
This is good.
And I'm happy because my goddaughters are starting school today. They sent me pictures and videos.
I saw them. Yeah. They were so cute.
Yeah. I say, we have been waiting for this day.
The day has finally come.
This first day, Taya. So I'm going to have a rundown about what happened the first day later. Yeah.
It's me to my prayer of the week. My prayer of this week is that, yeah, Allah. In fact, it's like a thank you prayer. I just want to say thank you to Allah. You know where we are saying our prayers. Allah, we just accept your prayer like sharp. This is a thank you to Allah, that thank him for everything. Like, thank him for the stage we are at now. And, you know, this year, this past month, I'm really happy. Like, I'm blessed. So
Rashida, open your mouth and say what you want to say. All this coding, you know, I'm going to expose you. Open your mouth and thank Allah properly.
Yeah, Allah, I thank you properly. You guys, Allah finally called me. When I was, let me just say it with my full mouth, with my chest. This is about me.
This is
open your mouth and thank Allah directly. What type of attack is this one? Guys, you remember some few months back when I said my prayer? Wallahi, when I said that prayer that I was ready, I did not expect anything. Like, I just knew I was ready in my mind. And the way Allah accepted that prayer was, I could not believe it. I could not just...
Pray. Let's pray. You don't know the power of prayer. Say, it's true. Allah will just shock you.
He shocked me.
Do you know, they said, don't worry about the how.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you? About the how.
Why
you
do you want to know
how
about
Allah will do it? You want more time? Are you okay?
You guys, I just saw myself in Medina and Makkah. I'm like, what? What? No, it was amazing. It was amazing, Yusis.
Yeah, I love it for you.
Yusis is wicked, though. Do you know what she told me? That and now that is stuck in my head. I say, who the hell do you think you are? she said, as I was explaining to her, she said, that now that you have gone there, we can really talk about Makkah and Medina. I'm like, oh wow, well.
It's true now, Regina. No, you self talker.
No, it's true. No.
I was so happy, Regina.
It was a humbling moment. I saw the Kaaba for the first time and I was shaking.
Regina was crying.
I was shaking. I got to touch the Kaaba. It was the most beautiful experience. I was so emotional, you see. The Imam will be praying. I did not miss a single prayer when I went there. I was going down to the mosque every time I heard Adhan. Yeah. It was so beautiful. I was so emotional. Every time the Imam would recite the Quran, I would just start crying. That it was the most. Their own recitation there is different too. It was different from what I used to hear. It was so different. It was so beautiful. So one humbling moment for me was every prayer we will stand up and pray the Janazah. Is that prayer?
Yeah.
Every prayer. It was so humbling, and I will always stand up, and I will stand up with the intention that when I go, I want random people to pray for me the way I have prayed for this person.
Yeah.
It's somebody you don't know, and every time I made it a duty to always stand up and pray for.
Just it's part of my prayer to imagine your janazah being prayed in the holy mosque in Hanam.
It was so humbling.
That one is like a different calling.
Every prayer we had to pray the janazah prayer. Every prayer. So in case you're wondering, the janazah prayer is the prayer that we pray for the dead. Every time somebody dies as a Muslim, you pray the janazah prayer for that person before the person is being buried. So that was it. So every prayer we had, the 5 daily prayers, we had us praying for somebody.
And Rashida, talking about the janazah prayer in Haram, you get extra emotional when it's Ramadan. Rashida. Sometimes several people, not one, like you say, every single prayer. Then the one day Kikashokua, the one that kills everybody, is on the night of those odd nights. My goodness, be like,
hey God.
I don't want to say what is in your mind. But alhamdulillah for being there. You cannot be there unless Allah invites you. Just like they say about midnight prayers, call tahajjud, it's only by invitation. You can have all the money in this world, if Allah does not invite you, you are not going anywhere. When you look around your community, you see that, you understand, if you are not invited, you are not going anywhere. So you were invited for a purpose. I'm happy.
Prior to going, I was doing this like night prayer constantly. I don't know what it was, but I was just waking up at night and I was praying, and I don't know. And you know, in my entire life, I have never had like this moment.
Yeah.
It was, I'm like, am I didn't know I was this religious. I didn't know I was this.
But why do we say religious? I think that the word in Ko, that's what puts off people. Because when they say you are religious, you think
they think is you have to do something,
a lot of responsibility.
I get you.
So people shy away from it.
I get what you are. I get you.
You have a religion and you're doing what the religion says
you should do. Yeah.
So
but just like you said,
religious.
No, just like you said, like if Allah doesn't call you, no matter what, you're not going to do it. You will not wake up. If your alarm ring, you will off it and you will sleep.
It will be the sweetest sleep.
Seriously.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes. No, it will be that something will just blow you like this. It will just, the sleep will not enter. It will not be.
That invitation, that's why, okay, when you wake up for tahajjud, the first thing you're supposed to do when you start praying is to thank Allah for inviting you. Last year, this year's Ramadan, there's this lady. I wish I had saved the video. Rashida, I'm sure I discussed this with you a while back. She broke down the process of praying, it was like a light bulb moment for me. Kingani, the way I see how you're supposed to pray changed, and there's no going back. It changed completely.
Yeah,
you start thanking Allah for inviting you, because
you told me you said that, and I told you that, that I do that. Some things you even do them and you don't even know, but you've not heard it. You've not even heard it anywhere before.
Thank you.
But you do that, and you were saying that you thank Allah. I'm like, oh, I said I've been doing that for years. I didn't even know that this was the way to do it. And
like,
I'm grateful that I'm doing that already.
It's like when you come online, then you see somebody articulating your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
That you've been having these thoughts for a long time. And you don't know how to articulate it. You don't know how to put it. Then this person will like simply put it like, are you me? I'm so happy for Rashida.
Yeah, thank you.
What was the best part of your experience in Makkah?
My best part was seeing the Kaaba for the first time.
That's a given for every Muslim.
My highlight.
No.
Because I went back. I went back the second time, and I felt the same thing I felt the first time. I kid you not.
Rashida, you two day overdo.
I swear to you. I stood, you know, there was a time I just stood back, I stood and I took a look at the Kaaba. I looked at it from head to toe.
Really head to toe.
I looked at it from the top to the bottom. I just looked at it. I stood there and I looked at it. I'm like, wow.
Mashallah.
So it was amazing. It was an amazing experience for me.
Were you able to touch it?
I did touch it. I touched it. I put my head there. I prayed. I cried.
She said, I put my head there.
I put my head. I hugged it. I cried. I prayed. Let me tell you one part. There's no way I will tell you my Umrah experience without this part. I went, I was on a mission. What is my mission? Touch the black stone. I went there. I was struggling. They were pushing. I said, I am here already. What? Look at me, Allah. I am in my full glory. What am I doing with my life?
Nothing.
What am I? I was pushing. They were pushing. Men, women. I entered. I see. At a point, it was as if I stopped breathing. They squeezed me like I was a piece of bread. I was squished, but I said I was determined. I was determined. Hold and behold, I was just like 2 inches to touching it.
That's what they move you.
That's so, oh my dear. The way they push me back.
Do you know why I'm laughing? You know why I'm laughing at you now? Okay, imagine this experience during Ramadan, Rashida. Hey! Okay, see, I've been going to Makkah, right? But it was only this year that I killed the Black Stone. Yes. They don't care whether you're a woman or man.
No, there's no man or woman there. I was saying that, look at me. You cannot even say, sister, come inside.
When you come out from that particular spot,
yeah.
You see people drink.
Yes. Yes.
Rashida.
We can never say, oh, sister, if we do this thing well, everybody will be able to touch it.
They don't send you.
They don't send. Everybody.
I don't blame anybody. And you know, they say it's not even good, that dragon that we're dragging.
That dragon doesn't look good, but...
It's not even good.
For me, I enjoyed, I said, oh, I know. I said, I was coming out of the place and they pushed me. I said, Ya Allah, look at me. You see my intention. Ya Allah, this bread that they press me like bread. Let it be that I have touched it.
Rashida, remember I told you where I killed myself?
Yeah.
It's beside.
You did not tell me on time now. You did not tell me on time.
See this person. Somebody that I just saw in Mecca. If I was you. Let me not remember that part.
This is stop it. Let's not go there.
Mutazam, if I come out from there, Rashida, you think I'm a refugee. Because you'll be dragging your hijab. I say, me that I came here, wasting your time. I must finish.
Yeah.
Because once you're praying there, Akachi, as you are praying, it's just being accepted direct.
Yeah.
My sister, Nigeria, we need that direct.
I did not know on time. If not, that would have been my mission.
but you did everything now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, another thing I forgot to tell you in Medina.
Prophet Mox here. Yeah.
Prophet Mox. You know, they changed the way you go and visit Rhoda. I didn't know. It was you that told me that I had to download the app. I almost missed it. I was furious. I booked
appointment.
You said, no, that you should just go. The moment they finish Fajr prayer, go there. They will allow you to enter. That's how I followed queue. I followed the queue. I said, your sister has given me cheat code. I'm going. If I go there, I will just say, you sis. I got there. They said, where's your app? I said, oh, I don't have internet. No, sister, go. I said, but I'm already here. Allow me. They said, no, sister. So it was so organized. And so I went back to the hotel. I checked again. I booked again. And then I was able to get for that same money because we were leaving for Mecca that day. So if I hadn't gotten that money, I would have missed it.
It will pay you.
No. I would have been devastated. So I went back and I got in and I went, did salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yeah, it was such a beautiful experience. Now I see why people always want to go back. Now Rashida, I get it.
I'll not blame anybody that goes back to Mecca to perform Umrah, even if it's 12 times a year.
Yeah, now I get it. You know, you don't know until you experience it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
now I get things, it. You have to experience it yourself. Like, you go there, it's like all the burden, all the worries.
Oh,
all
God.
The
it was so you, calm. It's like
you're just dropping them there and you're coming back new, you know, a new baby.
I felt so at peace.
You are at the source.
I felt so, it was peaceful. It was beautiful. The moments. Yes, the moment Adan is called, I am rushing. I am performing ablution. I am dragging the kids. I'm rushing to go out for prayers. And one of my worries was going with the kids. And alhamdulillah, it was the most beautiful experience. I'm glad I went with my kids. They were so good. They loved the experience. They embraced it.
Yeah.
They just loved it. There was no complaints. We went around the Kaaba.
Yeah. What about your ziyara in Medina?
We did Safa the Marwa. Yes, we did the ziyara. They loved it. It was hot. We went with our sunshades. We went with our sunscreen. And no, alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of my boys. They were so happy. They embraced it. And they even said they want to go back. So
already.
Well, no, like that experience was a beautiful experience for them. I was so surprised. Like, we're just like, oh, for them to say they want to go back, alhamdulillah, that like they embrace it. And I'm happy that, like,
yeah, and the fact that they see other kids there, Kingani, yeah, that's one thing.
They didn't even see other kids, they were, it was just they us. See...
No, wait. When you go to the mosques, you see kids with parents,
okay? Yeah, you see kids,
yeah. So they definitely see kids, yeah, outside when you go shopping. And you know, in Saudi, it's nightlife now.
Yeah.
Like, do you understand? Oh, even the playground and everything for kids is open at night. 11, 12 is open. That's the daytime for them because of the weather.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We were coming out 12. When we're getting in, 12 o'clock, we were seeing them camping on the road. Women dead. There was
not. They are not just stuck now.
Yes.
They go to bed after Fajr.
Oh my God. It was incredible. Like, everywhere was just so peaceful. It was the best thing I've ever done in my entire life.
I pray
life.
Next time you're going, Rashida, you go in Ramadan, I want you to experience that too.
Yeah. Inshallah. Inshallah.
The night of Tahajjud, when students will say, Allah. Oh. Yay. Look at
that. You cry. No. I was so emotional. I went with my praying mat. So the things that I didn't regret going with is going with my praying mat, and I made people pray on that praying mat. Yosis. I will just spread it, and I will call the next person out there.
Yeah, you want to get us like Ibaladansu?
Because sometimes the floors are like very hot, and you just see people, everybody, when the Adan is being called, everybody's rushing to get a spot, and you know, anybody I could find, I would just
Rashida,
tell them.
That's why I said, please, when you're praying next, I want you to pray that you go in Ramadan. That's when you see sadaka. People are fighting for you. You are moving on the street, they are sharing free prayer mats, free Quran, free books. Before you come back to the hotel, if you want to collect every little thing, you fill the bag.
I stopped drinking any water. I said, please, I don't drink. If it's not Zamzam water, I will not drink. No. We are doing strictly Zamzam water. I went with my bottle, I filled it, I came, say I am drinking only Zamzam water, and it was beautiful. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad I got to experience this. And
I'm even laughing at you. Is it when you got to Makkah that you stopped drinking normal water? From Medina?
It's from Medina now.
I will for say, the moment I enter Jeddah, I reach Medina. Now Zamzam water,
finish.
I see myself for Nigeria.
Yes.
Anything.
I filled my bottles, I will go with my bottles, I'll feel it. There's no way I did not pray. I prayed inside the mosque. I prayed. I went to the rooftop. I prayed at the rooftop. I prayed inside the mosque. I prayed outside the mosque. I went to everywhere. I was everywhere. So all the map. I put my stamp. I put my fingerprints everywhere. That's a part of the Marwa. I prayed. I prayed to the extent I did not know what to pray. My brain was blocked. I pray. I forget.
But you know, I can relate.
I prayed, I forgot. I'll give you another cute code.
You see those prayer books? You need it.
I took what is it? Fortress of a Muslim. Is that what it's called? Okay, Fortress of a Muslim. I went, I opened it, I prayed, I walked, I pray, went Safar the Marwa. I did. No. I enjoyed it. It was so beautiful. And I pray that anybody that hasn't experienced it, like if it's something you want to do, because you have to want to do it, to resist from all indication, because I wanted to do it, and it happened for me.
I'm your witness.
I didn't even know it was going to happen this fast.
I'm your witness.
Actually, it was going to happen this fast.
When I travel, Rashida be like, pray for me, or that I say, Rashida, I'm your witness.
What? Pray for me. What is your prayer? I said, the only prayer you pray for me is that Allah calls me.
But that's what I do. People ask me to pray when I travel to Saudi, I don't say, okay, no. Because when they ask you to do that, they actually have something in mind.
Yeah.
And when I say, I'll pray for you, I must pray for you.
Yeah.
So I make the point of asking you, what is it exactly you want? So yeah, that I'll make
you did ask me.
And
you asked
I'll follow
me.
It. I know you I'm in the circle.
Eustace thought I was going to send her this big list of all the things. I said, no, Eustace, just pray that Allah calls me and I want she to did. Pray with my own mouth to Allah. I want to say it with my mouth. And I didn't know it was going to be answered this fast. Yeah, you guys, you are dismayed. Look at it now. See, Shebu, I'm here giving testimony. Testimony time.
No, alhamdulillah. I was so happy. I was so happy. But she did not send me pictures. She went to Zirara.
Yeah.
I think she was around Uhud, right? Uhud. But she was feeling herself like one celebrity.
Yes,
It
was hot though, you see. It was hot. No, this hot. Time of the year, it's very hot.
See, Maka, all time of the year is hot in the evening, in the afternoon. You know, before I travel to Mecca, I make sure I sew my gowns that I'm going to use there.
Yeah.
All light materials.
Yeah.
I'll not come and kill myself.
Yes,
sunscreen. Unlock. Water bottle. Unlock.
No, me, I didn't mind though. I said this heat, it is for Allah. Such a beautiful experience. And I've prayed for everybody. I've prayed for all my family members, family and friends and everybody to go and experience it.
What about listeners?
And listeners. I pray for you people very well, Lou. I said people should continue listening, liking, sharing, and subscribing.
That's what you asked for.
Yes. One day we will meet in the future during our live show.
Let's jam there.
Let's jam there. So, Eustace, after we finish Umrah,
open your mouth. You know I was going there. Say it yourself.
And see everything.
I wanted to gaslight me. Hey, where are you? I'm listening. Where were you after Umrah?
After Umrah. Mm. I said, it's been a long time. And I've been keeping...
I love it.
What's your problem? What is the color of your problem, Gongo?
It's red now. See what I'm wearing? It's red.
No wonder. You came with the violence today.
Rashida, you are supposed to be back in the UK. Where are you? Because I couldn't
get my location.
Rashida, again, I say, where are you? This lady opened her mouth. Say, it's like what?
It's like we are branching.
He's branching Dubai. I say, you must be mad. You are not even okay, but just go there.
Yes, he said, we will jam later. Just enjoy yourself first. When we jam.
No, Rashida was having the time of her life.
No, I had like a proper, when you say a proper vacation, I had a proper vacation. I wasn't thinking of anything.
And she deserved it.
I was like having buffets.
Wait, Rashida, this episode is like your episode to brag.
No, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what happened. I told you the experience.
I see your true colors.
No, don't make it sound as if I'm bragging. I'm just telling you what happened to me. What God did in my life. I want other people to tap from this blessing. Tap from. because we finished talking about your first class. Is it not in the economy that I went?
What happened? Want to change the topic. What happened? I'm listening.
I had a proper vacation.
I know.
You know what? I went swimming.
My sister, but you don't know how to swim, man. I mean, you don't know.
I know how to swim.
Really?
Yeah, I do know how
you
to swim.
You always take the boys, right?
Yes.
But you know you don't know how to.
No, I do know how to swim.
Me, I don't know how to swim. If you put me for bathtub, I would drown there.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So my son did not know that I was this good at swimming.
Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, thank you. So we went to Wild Wadi. It's a water theme park. And when I got there, I was like, okay, I'm already here. Why would I just stay and wait for the boys? So why don't I just enjoy the fun? And I know that I've paid already. I'm inside. I have my tag. So I went in. I didn't have a swimsuit. The swimsuit, you know, they're always crazy, like double the price. Triple the price. So I just got one and I put it on and I said, boys, let's go this. So we entered our first water slide. I didn't really plan it, so I didn't have like a protective gear for my phone, the water resistant. So I could not take lots of pictures at the theme park.
Oh, okay.
We got in and I put on my swimsuit. I went in, got into the first slide, and then we entered the big pool. Mm. And I told my son, you want to race? Let's take a race. He has been going for swimming.
Let me show you what your mama can do.
And so it was his first time seeing me like in my holiday mood in my
mother always come here.
So we took a race and I won him, and he could not believe it. When we got out, so he ran to his dad and he does, do you know mom can swim? Do you know mom can swim?
Well, that's nice.
So it was amazing. I really enjoyed that. And we went back to the hotel, and the next day I went swimming too. So they really saw me like swimming. I was doing laps.
Mm.
It was very, very hot. Dubai was extremely hot.
Mm.
So Yusis, highlight of Dubai. You want to hear it?
Let me have it. Brag, my sister.
It's not brag, you know. Highlight of Dubai, Yusis. Oh my God.
The mall? Burj Khalifa.
Burj Al. What's the other one?
Khalifa and Arab.
Burj Al Arab. No. It's not Burj. No, it's not Burj Khalifa. Burj Al Arab.
Uh-huh.
Burj Al Arab.
Mm.
They said it's a 7-star hotel.
Mm-mm.
Yes, sis.
Mm-hmm.
So they took us. They said, gave us small orientation. We are going to take you inside the hotel. We entered our carts from the reception and they drove us to the place. So we were going inside our carts. We're seeing beautiful, and we stopped at the front of Burj Al Arab and they said, you can take pictures. We stood there, we took pictures, me, my boys, and we entered back.
I didn't see those pictures. I didn't know your location. I said, let me know when you are back in London. That's where I know you.
This is another that I was moving for further. You see, so we were going, as we were going, we were seeing beautiful. They said it's an artificial island. What they carried us. That's how
we go, Rashida. And that's when you know. Right, like
there's money and there's money.
Yes, there's Arab money.
Woo!
Thank you.
Loud it. And you see the Arab money. I saw it. I saw some things, but my body is telling me I'm not used to this. I said it's too much. This is something that you are not used to. Let's not go and be my body.
The thing is extra funny to me, Rashida, because you're not coming from Nigeria straight, though. It's from London that you're saying it's too much for you.
No, it was too much for my body.
Under this Tinubu regime, you now took the person to Burj Al Arab.
I was at a point, I'm like, I have never in my entire life snapped pictures to the point that I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, I'll just keep this picture in my memory. I'm not snapping it in my phone again. Let me just enjoy it with my eyes.
Mm.
No. It was just, oh my God.
Moment.
I said, let me just leave this moment.
Yeah.
So Yusuf, we got into the reception.
Yeah.
And they told us, we got into the reception. They now gave us rose water. That was the first thing. I tasted luxury oasis. I said, what? Is this how it is?
It tastes.
It tasted amazing, but my body, you know, I'm used to. My body said, just stay down. Just alhamdulillah. Like, alhamdulillah. It's good. It's good to see. Once in a lifetime, it's good to like do see. But
you should not be once in a lifetime. You need to go back there.
No, not going back there, but God. Maybe this is, it's a poor mentality thing, but I don't poverty mentality thing, but like you
see, because we feel we don't even deserve it.
It's I don't know.
But it was just there, they don't have two heads now.
I know, but it was just too much. What I saw was like my eyes, it was just too much for
I
me.
Can't believe my...
Exactly. That was the soundtrack that was playing. So they gave us rose water, you see. We used it to rub our hands. That's the first intro. They now gave us this towels. We now use it. We now cleaned our hands with the towel. They now gave us shots of a lime juice. It was the most fanciest thing I have ever tasted in my life. The lime juice, it just went down.
I beg. You know, no, I love it for you.
Oh my God. You see, they now said that that the first place they are going to take us to, that there are people there, we can't snap pictures because they're trying to prevent people's privacy and that no pictures should be taken in the first lounge. But when we go, they'll tell us from where we can start taking pictures. Then, and now took us to the lounge. And I saw this boy and his father. They were just relaxing inside this same place that I'm saying is too much for my eyes. Oh, there is a child there with his dad. The boy was just playing.
I've been there ever since he was a month old. Yes.
The boy was just playing as if it was his father's partner. And me, I was just standing there walking majestically so that the floor, it will not scratch with my leg. I was just walking. You see, it was the most beautiful place I had seen. There was marbles. What have you? There was this aquarium. It was. We were just looking at it. It was so beautiful. We took the stairs and we went up the lifts.
Yeah.
Everything there, gold plated. 24 carats gold plated. I think it was that gold plated that was, it was just too much for my body.
Yeah, I think
it was.
You think don't enter extravagance, Kumeli?
No, it was too much. It was too extravagant. It was al-Bazaranchi in the way that the... It was just too much. My children thought it was his father's parlor. He was just jumping on the chair and this thing. I was dragging it. I drag it. They were saying, don't touch. The boy saw one chair. He sat down. I snapped him on the chair. We went. They showed us that His Royal Highness wanted to create something that has never been created in the world. And this is the first of the type. They called architectures from different parts of the world. And there was this lady that won and she designed it. And what have you not? It was, you see, they took us from room to room. The king room, the queen room, the stairs, four rooms. Here, there was a king room. There was a queen's room. There was a... I said, God. What is it? They took us to one room, everything gold plated. You could, it was just too much.
Arab people, I don't like Dubai. Kai.
The lady that designed the Burj Al Arab, her name is Khan Chu. So it's Khuan, then Chew. She's an interior designer and it was so, so beautiful. If you look at everything, it was well planned.
You take pride in your country. That's why when Emirates banned Nigerians and they stopped operating in Nigeria and Nigerians were making noise. Dubai, they are going to hear it. Do you know how much money Nigeria used to bring for that? I say, look at this one.
Oh.
You know, we have this main character syndrome. My sister, in the 1 year that they banned Nigeria, they made so much profit that Emirates, their workers were giving bonus of like, is it 50% of their salary? So what are you even saying? I think Arab people don't value money. Like, they don't gatekeep. My money will finish. It's like, they don't send money. And money knows that. No.
There was nowhere. We entered the bathroom, closet. I said, do people come here? The man said, yes. We have had some top actors. Justin Bieber was here. Who was here? I said, how much? Is it $50,000 per night? And you cannot stay for a certain... You cannot stay for more than... Is it 3 days or 2 days? I'm looking at him. I'm like,
So who would want to stay more than those days?
Who want to stay more than those days? Thank you very much. That was my experience. It was once in a lifetime experience. Like, okay, go, you see, that's it. Dubai is beautiful. Even the normal houses that I was seeing in Dubai, I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, what is going on here? What is going on here? And you know what? Like you said, in the evening, that's where, around 9, that's where everybody does wraps up. Women with full makeup, they are coming out. Food is smelling.
How about the perfume now?
I just said it now. Food is smelling from head to toe. They are there. In fact, at Dubai Mall, there are some shops that when you just look at it, the moment these people entered, they closed the door. The door is not even wide open for you to even go and see what is happening there. The moment they entered, they closed the door. That was the end of it. Nobody else is entering this place. I looked at them. I'm like, okay. But I knew I was going back to my reality, so I did not allow it to get into my head.
But it's good now, Rashida.
It's good.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. I enjoyed myself. Well, when I came back, everybody was now looking at each other. We're looking for buffet. You see, we did not see buffet. My children say, Mommy, where is buffet? I say, where is buffet?
Okay.
Adjust your stomach, all of you. Adjust it.
Yeah. I'm happy for you, Rashida.
So this episode is just about me telling you my experience.
It's about you.
It's about
some
me.
Who knows?
Oh, God.
I have mouth again to talk. No mouth again. The whole as you have taken us step by step.
I had to take it by step.
Thank you. It's like we're there. You took your sisters there. I was so happy for it.
I had the best time and I ate lots of food. I was trying different food. It was my mission. I was at China.
That's one thing I like about traveling, Rashida.
Yeah, and everything is halal. So
yeah,
we didn't have to like stress about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had my dirhams that I have been keeping for the past 14 years. 14 years ago was the last time I went to Dubai. In 2010.
You had it?
I had it.
Wow.
When I went, it was, how much was it? It was like 12 dirhams or so.
What did you use that for?
It's not past water or something. I had to top it up to buy a slush. Can you imagine? Slush was around 30 something dirhams, so it didn't even buy me much.
I remember around 2013, 14, 15, APC government started, Nigerians were going to Dubai like
water.
Would say market.
Why water?
Oh,
everybody was in Dubai. Everybody.
Never be better for Nigerian government.
Everybody was
in Dubai. You don't need to be anybody. Casually, people, okay, in 2 days we'll be going to Dubai. Nothing. More like you.
If you wanted to take your family, yes.
You're going to Dubai. Going to UK.
Yes.
Rashida.
If you wanted to like take your family out for vacation, Dubai was the place.
Right.
I remember when we went in 2010, I can never forget. That was one of my first international trips. You see, I would have gone to like 4. I just pity you people, safe. I would have gone to...
You see, somebody that said, I was just talking, doesn't want them, but you said you just pity
her. I would have gone to 4 cities. I almost went to Abu Dhabi, but
really,
it wasn't.
Are we betting? Let's see who go to the next place now.
No, let's not bet. I don't know my next destination.
I love it. Traveling. You know me, I'm traveling now.
Yeah.
You can't explain it. Change of environment does something to you.
Yeah.
Your body, your mind, your soul. Kind of explaining.
Came with some peace of mind. When I told you guys that I traveled, everybody was like, oh, you deserve it. But everybody was like, you needed this break. Like, you deserve to go for this holiday. It's been a while. I didn't have to do anything. Everything was sorted. I just showed up with my suitcases and...
That's it. So why?
Yes, I just showed up with my...
Taking care of my dear. Rashida was glowing when she came back.
No, I was happy. I'm still happy. Even talking about it, you know, there are some things...
Your face, the excitement, everything. She's reliving it, actually. Whenever I get to talk with Chabula, I say, please, enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. Just enjoy yourself, please. You deserve it. Just enjoy yourself. Yeah. And Rashida did over. She went over.
And there's this thing I do when I'm in a place. I might not want to be in a place, but when I get there, like, I will enjoy myself to the fullest. Like, I will just enjoy the experience. Yes. I might complain that I don't want to go. But when I get there, but I'm already there. So what? I will just make sure I enjoy
it. I love that because, okay, you have to live in the moment. Look at it now. It's just memories.
You see, we cannot just talk about me. So there's no The Chill Sister podcast without a dilemma. So I have one for you.
Please, it's been a good one. Don't bring any crazy things here.
Oh, God. Let me see.
I know you now. It's your trademark.
Let me read these tweets before I go into the dilemma. So this guy said, let's go back to 2017.
Yeah.
When this my friend who was secretly trying to woo my babe, that he was trying to toast his babe, replied. So the babe now replied him, look at my man and look at you. Do you think I will choose you? Irene, she was standing for her man. He said, wait for it, you sis. They are happily married. With two kids now.
The man that she said she will not leave.
The man that she said she cannot date. That she should look at her
and
man.
Happily married with women are what? I'm sure she's an evil lady. She was the actress.
Yeah, no, the actress. She must have thought that. Maybe this one.
They are very smart.
It's very, very smart. But very, very smart.
The bad lady and answer lady will be in relationship 10 years, nothing. The next year, he will see one girl 3 months. He don't marry Yes. I'm happy for her. Congratulations to her.
Congratulations. He's a good
man, self. He said they are happily. Mm. I don't know that he mentioned that they are happily married with two kids.
Let's bring this one. It says, me and my wife separated, not divorced. I only told her I need a break. Took her to her family house. My wife, because she is working, she left the family house and started staying somewhere else. She continued with her activities as if nothing had happened between us. My wife, sis, take this man serious now. I don't like anytime a man
brings. It's your laugh that is making me laugh.
Anytime a man brings problem, you never used to take it serious.
I'm sorry.
He said, my wife made it a duty to be entering gym every Saturday. I'll be posting pictures and videos from the activities there on Saturdays. Sundays after church, she will take the kids to an eatery. And when I call my boy to ask if she used to ask of me, he said, not even once.
And the boy, they say, is he always your own?
He said, I bought my boy a phone and I always ask him questions. This morning, she posted pictures of her sitting in the office without a ring.
He's even checking the fingers.
Checking the fingers. He now said, a married woman. I messaged her immediately. Is she divorced now? And she said nothing to me. I think my wife is now seeing another man. Believe me when I say my wife cannot stay a day without hearing from me before.
You are the one laughing now. Why are you not taking
God, wait, let me catch my breath. Said, believe me when I say my wife cannot stay a day without hearing from me before when we were together.
No, no.
But now she never cares. I posted someone's birthday, not my girlfriend. I captured it, love of my life. She get a reaction from her, but my wife did not react. I had to delete and apologize to the public that my phone was hacked.
This is the definition of you start fight, you are fighting on your own. This one is fighting on his own. No, nobody's fighting.
He says something is fishy. I just don't know what it is. Something is fishy, but he does not know what it is. This is this man's problem. He has brought
it. After you have finished laughing, don't even start with me.
Yes,
let me answer you.
Help him.
I wish him all the best.
Yes, is answer him.
What is there to answer the shit?
But it's explanatory. This man, the whole thing is there. He has just narrated everything.
Now. He just narrated the story.
You know the annoying part of this thing? He said he was the one that asked for the separation, that he just wanted to separate.
No, he said he took her home. You didn't hear that one?
He took her home from her parents' house and she left.
You know, there's this thing that they do. They have the imagination. Keep on your own and you start imagining the whole life of another adult. Who are you? Do you understand? Number one, you're not God. You cannot dictate what another person will do.
Exactly.
You hope and imagine. So what makes you think they'll play that part that you imagined in your head? It doesn't even make sense. And like what I said earlier, this main character syndrome, you think you're the main character, people people cannot do without you and whatnot. No. The point, women have enough. Mm. And careful when a woman has enough. Even if you feel her gold, when she has enough, she'll go and be eating stone. It's better for her.
And you know that, just to tell you that this woman has really been trying. She has been. When he now says his separation, you that have been managing. Thank God. Thank God. She packed herself. That gym. If she was in his house, she will not go for that gym.
No.
Now she has gotten freedom to be going to gym. She said, he said they'll carry his children to Italy. She's even taking care of the children very well. That he saw is a monarchy. He's enjoying. He said, not even worse. She said, no worse. He's enjoying the best of his mom now.
You know, we used to discuss it on this podcast that sometimes separation is not that bad for parents that have children. It's fine upon a but when you see some kind of discussion on social media for children that have lived with parents that were in an abusive relationship, they wish the parents were separated.
Yeah.
Having the best of both parents. Mm. You have the best of your mom and the best of your dad.
That's what is happening in this case. Yeah.
Mom is not in her real self. Herself, she's happy and all that. And the children can see it. Mm. But that boy is wicked. How can you tell you that? Even once.
It's even once. Emphasis on once.
What? You understand? I wish him all the best.
He'll be fine. She go and beg her again and go and do bright price. She accept him. Yeah. No, if she does not accept, that's how he'll be viewing her. I'm sure she left it so that he will see. And I'm sure she will post it so that he will see what is missing.
There's this thing that we need to have at the back of our minds. And you know, that's life for you. When everything is okay, when you're comfortable, and when you think this person cannot have a life without you and all that, we tend to forget that this marriage thing, right? And that's why I like move to make and stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody is doing anybody a favor.
We are all helping each other.
You're not doing the wife a favor. And
she's not doing you a favor, exactly.
We decide to come together
exactly.
And create a life.
I know.
And once you start having that mindset, I'm being the person a favor, wahala gudi. Because it manifests in your behavior and everything.
Yeah.
One person is not a tree, it's not an idol.
Since I heard that marriage is supposed to be like a comfort for people, it's not you're not supposed to stress in marriage. Okay. You're supposed to make it.
The only thing that is mentioned, the first thing that is being mentioned about marriage is it should be a place of peace for you.
Exactly.
That's the main purpose. Right? So tell me, going by that definition, right? The reason why you should get married, how many marriages are like that?
This is topic for another day. On that note, we have come to the end of today's podcast. This was a lovely episode.
You are not a nice person. On behalf of Rashid and I, we would like to apologize.
Apologies. Holiday was too sweet. We forgot to apologize.
Because of Rashida's travel schedules.
Do not try that.
It was an impromptu. But you people, you see why she needed it. You see why. So we apologize.
Apologies.
I'm better.
Yeah, inshallah.
We apologize.
Yeah.